Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
I want to invite you, please, for the next few minutes to give me your full attention, as I want to take a few moments with you and tell you the Nairobi Lighthouse Church story. I want to share with you the NLC story. This will only be an overview, but let's begin. On March 15th, 1987, we held the very first services of Nairobi Lighthouse Church at the New Stanley Hotel with 9 adults and 13 children in attendance. After months and months of preparation, months and months of hard work, in which we prayer walked every street in the whole downtown area of Nairobi, praying and setting our hearts in prayer to God for the planting of this local church. We rented a hotel room at the very top of the hotel, the 680 Hotel. And we were spending the morning hours in prayer over the city, crying out to God for our city. And then the afternoon hours walking and prayer walking the entire city, reaching out to so many unbelievers, sharing Jesus, inviting them to our first service. And on March 15th, 1987, I stood that Sunday morning with 9 adults and 13 children. 4 of those 13 were ours, belonging to Miss Amy and I. And I preached. After preaching, I went to the home where we were staying and I cried. After the months and months of preparation and hard work and reaching out to so many people and inviting them, I went home after that service of 9 adults and 13 children and I just began to cry. And Miss Amy came up beside me and just put her arm around me and encouraged me. And I got up and she and I went back for the evening service. We began Nairobi Lighthouse Church Sunday morning and Sunday evening services. And I preached the evening service. I think there were about 5 of us there. At that time, I went to the hotel and management and I asked them if we could be allocated a room where we could begin to pray, early morning prayer. And they gave me one of their guest lounges and we started our early morning prayer. My first series in Nairobi Lighthouse Church that I began the first Sunday evening of our gathering was the making of a prayer life. The making of a prayer life. And we had early morning prayer as we're beginning now to plant this church. And NLC met at New Stanley Hotel through the greater part of 1988. At the end of our first year, we had about 35 committed believers. And I remember that Christmas that year, the first year of our plant, we organized some special things, some foods, some sodas, and we invited people to come and join with us at Christmas, and our membership doubled. It went from 35 to almost 80. And it was like, where did all these people come from? And we had our party. The next Sunday, we were back to 35. God gave me favor with the food and banqueting manager there at the time at the New Stanley Hotel. No one would rent us a room so we could begin our church. I went everywhere trying to find a facility. Finally, this man, he rented us a room and he said, I'm going to rent it to you 1 week at a time. And he said, I'm going to come to your service, and if I hear you preaching anything crazy, you cannot meet here the next Sunday. And so I said, thank you. You're welcome to come anytime. So I think it was about the second or third Sunday, as I'm preaching to the handful of people, he walks in and he sits all the way in the back and he sits there for about 10 minutes. And I look at him after 10 minutes and he stands up and he goes, and then he leaves. Sometime later, this gentleman was involved in an accident. He was the banqueting manager and they were out with his staff, the New Stanley, and they were catering some event late into the night. They're driving back in their truck with all of the catering equipment and the truck rolled. And he nearly lost his life. In fact, he lost his arm. And I heard about it. I heard about the accident and I asked around and I found out which hospital he was in and I managed to find him. I visited the hospital, found him, and I led him to Jesus while he was in that bed. After he got out and some weeks later, I had the privilege of sitting at his coffee table in his living room with his wife. And I led them both into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And their lives were radically changed. From the New Stanley Hotel, we moved to Kenyatta International Conference Center. The latter part of 1988 through 1990. And we were at KICC utilizing all types of different rooms. We had room 8. We had their theater lecture room. You know, the cone that you see on the side of Kenyatta International Center, we had service in there one time. We even met in hallways. When all of the rooms were booked, they would put us into the hallway. We would set up our equipment and have church out in the hallway between rooms. We were meet downstairs in their conference rooms. We were all over that conference center as we continued to grow. Near the end of 1990, we moved to Silver Springs Hotel, where we rented the Silver Mine, an underground disco. A disco in the basement of this hotel. And what was really cool was that it had its own entrance. So we did not have to walk through the center of the hotel. We could enter in at the back of the room and walk down the steps and get into the disco underground. It had the mirror ball hanging in the center of the room as we would lift our hands and worship the Lord together. It was incredible. And Miss Amy and I, along with our kids, we would arrive early on Sunday morning, 6:30, and we would come to clear up the beer bottles that had been left from the disco that took place Saturday night. And you're talking about a mess. I won't try to describe some of the things that we encountered, but we would come together and clean. A few times we had to help people up and get them off the floor and sit them in a chair, invite them to stay. Other times, we would get to the room. One Sunday morning, we arrived to find that the sewer had backed up into the sewage had backed up into the room. And there was sewage all on the floor. And we began to clean and prepare that room. And and that we use so many cans, tins of spray that day to freshen the air. It was incredible. Other times we would get to the room only to find that the chairs had been hidden. There were no chairs. We didn't know where they were. And we would have to search for them. And people just standing. And finally we would find them, bring them in. Our services sometimes would start late because of that. But God so faithfully brought Pastor Nelson into our lives. Woo! Pastor Nelson, when God brought him into our life, he would show up and we would come and there's Pastor Nelson standing there helping us get the equipment out of the car. And so one day, and cleaning up and getting ready, one day he came to me and he said, Pastor, he said, I want to put together a team of people. He said, in fact, Pastor, I want to get a work team ready. And from this day forward, you're not going to do this work anymore. It's us who's going to do it. And Pastor Nelson raised up the very first work team in our church. Incredible. We love you. Thank you, Pastor Nelson, for all you are to us, all you are to me. In 1993, we moved from the basement disco to the ballroom of Intercontinental Hotel. Son, did you just feel what I just felt? We came up higher. We left the underground disco and we went to the ballroom. I just feel some presence on that right now at the Intercontinental Hotel. And the growth that we experienced at this season of our church was absolutely amazing. We had so many people trying to pack in. This room would seat about 700. This ballroom would seat 700 people. We began multiple services, and people would try to get into the ballroom through the hallway, and it was so crowded. It was so packed that people would faint. We would have ladies faint while they're waiting to get into the service. It was amazing. And God allowed us to grow, approaching 2,000 people at that point in our services at the Intercontinental Hotel. It was also in the year of 1993 in which we had a defining moment for Nairobi Lighthouse Church. In 1993, not only was it the year that we moved into the ballroom, this beautiful, fully carpeted, awesome room, but in 1993 was the year that we held our very first prisons outreach in 1993. I love that. Here we are in the midst of a beautiful, plush, fabulous room. And we reach out to our prisons and begin our heart to help the prisoner. Kamiti Medium Security Prison was the first prison that we went to. And I remember we spent so much time preparing and readying ourselves to go for our first outreach to the prison. We put a drama together, a special drama presentation. And we were praying that this drama would make such an impact. And we were crying out to God that this drama would really impact these men. And so the impact we made wasn't quite like I anticipated, because in the drama, we had one of our young men dress up as a woman. And so as we started the drama, I'm afraid that it did make quite an impact on these men, indicated by the number of catcalls that this brother received when he came out as dressed up as a woman. Only by the grace of God, only God. It's only by the goodness of God that we saw God use us. In 1995, we moved from a ballroom to a stadium. the city stadium from this incredible air-conditioned, thick-carpeted, swanky chandeliers. We had waiters dressed in their white and black, and they would stand with tables with cold water glasses as the people would come into the ballroom. Our church, they would be given a nice cold glass of water served to them by the waiters. We went from that to City Stadium, from that plush, beautiful room to a stadium with concrete forms, no chairs. How many of you remember the City Stadium days? Any City Stadium people here? You will remember that you would bring newspapers with you. And you would come in. I'll never forget seeing people walk into the, and they would have their newspaper and put it on the form and sit on the newspaper. And sometimes we would have the people stand for praise, and the wind would blow, and we would see newspapers blowing out all across the. Oh, we had some times when it rained. I remember one time the rain was so heavy. The rain was so hard, and it was a blowing rain, and it was blowing into the stadium. And people now get their umbrellas, and they take their umbrellas, and they put their umbrellas down in front of them because of the rain coming. And I'm preaching now to a huge sea of umbrellas. We had some amazing times. For 13 years, we were blessed with a mobile stage that we could connect to the back of a truck. And we would bring that stage. You see it there. That's Perry Stone preaching under that stage. And we would bring that stage into there every week and set it up. And in the beginning, it was quite rugged, as you see there. In the beginning, it was quite rugged, but with time, we improved it. With time, we got it set up. And here we have Chevelle Franklin ministering to us under our new and improved tent. Each Sunday, the sound team would set up two 40-foot towers to fly our speakers, the same speakers that you see right here. They would set up a 40-foot tower and to hang those speakers. And we would get these guys flying up these tall, tall towers to hang these heavy speakers. I remember I was in Burundi ministering at Pastor Jamie Peters' great church. He raised up there, and his father, Pastor Tom Peters, who's now with the Lord, he was there, and we were having early morning prayer on a Sunday morning in Bujumbura, just before we're to begin the service. Our services back home were also being prepared. Things were being prepared for our service here. And while we're praying, Pastor Tom Peters stopped. He stopped us, and he looked at me, and he said, "I feel that we need to pray for Nairobi Lighthouse Church right now. I feel that we need to pray protection." He said, "I'm being stirred right now." And it was very early in the morning in Abuja. It was very early here. And we stopped our prayer, and we began to pray for NLC, and we began to pray for protection. And he just cried out. He said, "God, protect that church today. Protect the individuals today." And we didn't know what was happening, but later we found at that precise moment, just at that very time, as these towers were being erected, a young man went to the top. Part of our sound team went to the top, and he was pulling up. They were pulling up the speakers using a pulley and chains to get these, to fly these speakers at the top. Suddenly that pulley broke. But before it broke, this young man lost his footing, and he fell 40 feet. And he hit the floor, hit the ground 40 feet. As soon as he hit the ground, that pulley broke, and that huge speaker came flying down and landed right beside him, missing him by just inches. He jumped up, didn't have a scratch, didn't have a problem. Come on, everybody. I'm telling you, God is faithful. Each Sunday, we would prepare ourselves, set up and tear down, set up and tear down every Sunday. After that, we spent 1 year in Safari Park Hotel. 1 year in Safari Park Hotel before moving to what we thought would be our permanent home on Lusaka Road. When we went to Lusaka Road, we thought for sure this would be our permanent location. But after settling in, it became apparent that we would be on the move once more. And God brought us right here, almost exactly 10 years ago. It will be 10 years ago next month that God brought us to this place. Oh, come on, can we praise Him for what He's done? God has truly been awesome. When we first started Nairobi Lighthouse Church, our vision then was to have a strong local church. A strong local church where the lost would find Jesus, where sons and daughters would be raised and equipped for the work of ministry. And we determined, Miss Amy and I, from the outset of our church to be a missions giving, missions going, and a missions sending church. It was in our heart from the outset of NLC to be a place where the lost would find Jesus, that lives would be radically changed in a moment by the power of God through faith in Jesus Christ. A place where we would train and equip sons and daughters for the work of ministry, training and preparing. And God put the example of Abraham into our hearts out of the book of Genesis that Abraham took when he was seeking to go and rescue Lot. He took 300, the Bible says he took 318 servants trained in his own house. And this has been our passion from the outset, that from our own house, from those whom God would give us, that we would see equipped and trained and prepared for service. That God would use us to be a missions giving, a missions going, and a missions sending church. We were only just a few years old when we sent a team from Nairobi Lighthouse Church to Bulgaria in Europe. God used us again and again in mighty ways. The first check that we ever wrote from Nairobi Lighthouse Church account was to help a missionary. It was to missions. Our vision then remains the same now. And our vision is to win souls. To what? Win souls and make disciples. It hasn't changed. And the way that God instructed us to do this was to understand that we are Nairobi Lighthouse Church, and this is our vision: sharing Jesus, celebrating Jesus, and equipping believers to do the work of ministry, reaching our world with the light of Christ. Come on. And that has been our passion, that has been our heart, that has been our focus, and continues to be as we set our goal for what is before us. Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 8 from the Message Bible: when God, your God, enlarges your land, extending its borders as He solemnly promised your ancestors, by giving you the whole land He promised them, because you are diligently living the way I'm commanding you today, namely to love God, your God, and do what He tells you all your life. And when that happens, then add three more to these three cities that there is no chance of innocent blood being spilled in your land. God, your God, is giving you this land as an inheritance. Do you remember, church, earlier this year when we learned about cities of refuge? cities of refuge. I'm commanding you today to love God, your God. Do what he tells you all your life. And that's what we've sought in Nairobi Lighthouse Church to do. All of our church life, all of our history from our inception, to do what, with all of our heart, what he tells us to do. It might be seemingly impossible. In fact, most times it is. But when you, with all of your heart, seek to do what he commands, and when that happens, it said, add three more cities to these three cities, so there's no chance of innocent blood being spilled in your land. God himself commanded that there be cities of refuge, places where the guilty, places where the condemned and even the suspected could turn to or could run to. The cities provided safety. The cities provided protection. The city provided needed processes, restoration, the outworking of the law. These cities were required to be close by. They were not to be far away. They were to be local, so everyone could reach them and not be overtaken by the ones who were chasing them. The one fleeing, who was fleeing from the accuser and fleeing from the oppressor, he was to be offered a city of refuge nearby, not long distances away, so that he could reach his destination and not be overtaken by the ones who were accusing him or the ones who were chasing him. Nairobi Lighthouse Church, we believe, is a city of refuge. Come on, we believe it is a safe place. We believe that it is a place where when God sends us and God connects our hearts together, when God allows us to lead others to Christ and they become a viable part of our family, the family of God here at Nairobi Lighthouse Church, it is to be a place of security, a safe place, a place where your roots go down deep, a place where you grow, a place where you are blessed, a place where you are maturing and coming to the full understanding of the Word of God, that you are being trained and equipped and prepared, that you find a purpose, you find your purpose, you move forward under a team with a team, and you minister together as a family. You have strong connections one with another, and God allows us the privilege of imparting to you. God allows us the joy for as long as we have that privilege in your life to impart the word of the Lord to you, to see you strong, to see your marriage strong if you're married, to see you as a father, as a mother, to see you growing in your understanding of parenthood, to stand with you as an individual, as a single young man, a single young woman, walking through life victoriously, not derailed or distracted, but strong in the Lord your God. The Lord allowed us the privilege of putting into place every system and every method that he directed us to, what he commanded us to do. We sought to give it our very, very best, 100%, to put the structure in place to keep you from falling, to keep you safe, to keep you strong, to keep you growing, to keep you someone holding with you, hanging in with you. And God has been faithful, our city of refuge. Now listen, if you have been here for any length of time, you've probably noticed that our space has become extremely limiting. Because people are hungry for such a secure place. No YouTube pastor can form you. You have to have a place where you belong. A YouTube pastor can bless you, but not form you. He will not, or she will not be there when you're in a situation where you need flesh and you need real life, real live. So people are hungry and desirous. It's the plan of God to be part. Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. We have a place where we fit, a place where we belong. God has already always had two things in the earth, a people and a place. God has always had two things in the earth, a people and a place. And God has allowed us the privilege of holding that place in your life, of loving you, caring for you, standing with you in trial, rejoicing with you in victories. God has allowed us the privilege and the joy. And so this is a place, a safe place, and people are coming. And you've probably noticed we are extremely limited right now in our space, our parking. If you own a car and you drive a vehicle to this property, you will know that our parking is spread out and it has its challenges. Hello? I'm sure you've noticed that. And before I move on, church, I just have to take a moment right here. And I just have to say thank you. If you're a vehicle driver or owner, I want to say thank you for your understanding. I want to say thank you for your patience. I just want to say hats off to our incredible parking teams. Thank you so much. I know it's not easy. I know it is not easy. And thank you for your understanding and thank you for your patience. Our kids' house, bursting at the seams in their tent. Practically all of our services are packed to the overflow. I'm looking out right now at second service and I only see 1-2 chairs available. And they're probably not available. Mama has probably taken her baby somewhere. We are absolutely packed. There's barely any room left for growth. Now, the scripture we read says, when God enlarges your land, extending its borders. When God enlarges your land, extending its borders. I'm super excited to present our theme for this Breakthrough Missions Month. This is our month to extend. Come on, we have reached our win. We have come to our win. When God enlarges your land, we are at our win. Our theme for this Breakthrough Mission Month is extend. Isaiah 54, verses 2-3a, make the tent that you live in larger. Lengthen its ropes and strengthen the pegs. You will extend your boundaries on all sides. Your people will get back the land that the other nations now occupy. Extending. This is the month to extend. Extending will serve our family that's already here, our family that is such a part and parcel of us, as well as give the space to grow our family. I want you to take a moment and I want you just to imagine your whole family. Come on, join me in this. Imagine your whole family sitting here with you in this life-giving place. Imagine your parents here. Imagine your siblings. Imagine your aunts. Come on, can you imagine it? Imagine your uncles and your cousins being here. Can you imagine your friends feeling this place? Can you imagine your colleagues and your schoolmates here? Can you see it? Well, we need to make room for them. Come on, we need to extend and make room for them. We need to extend the borders. Micah chapter 7 verse 11 says, the day for rebuilding your walls and extending your borders is coming. Well, I'll say it's here. I'll say today, church, it's here. The day for rebuilding our walls and extending our borders is here. And because we need more room to care for our family and we need more room to grow our family, we know that now is the time to purchase the land that is behind us. Oh, we can do better than that. This is our time. It's time. It's incredible to me that this land has been kept. Land is being scooped up everywhere. But here is a piece of land behind us. Now, I want to take these final moments and I want to share something with you. This next segment will be shared with you directly from the Nairobi Lighthouse Church board, from the board meeting that we had together. Here's the following announcements that I'm going to make from the board. For those of you who may have joined us recently, when we moved here 10 years ago, we took out a 10-year loan to enable us to buy this property. We have been faithfully paying that loan. And we want to let you know that as of February this year, we cleared that loan. Oh, come on. What a testimony to the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of our church. Thank you. Now, everybody say now. Our church has grown massively over the last decade. We are bursting at the seams. Our parking lots are overflowing every Sunday, even after we rented a new lot. And since attaining this property, we have been believing God to give us favor with the owner of the land next door so we can extend our borders. Well, church, this dream has come to pass. We have been able to finalize an agreement with the owner to purchase 1 acre of his property. So, church, it is time. It's time for us to focus on stretching and positioning Nairobi Lighthouse Church financially so we can take advantage of the opportunity before us to extend our border so we can extend our reach. This coming Sunday, a week from today, you have to be here. Please be here. We are bringing in someone so special. We're bringing in a special, special servant of God. You will not want to miss what's about to come down. Next Sunday, we will be presenting our fundraising call for Project Extend. Project Extend. Come on, we're about to launch Project Extend, and we want to raise funds for 2 main areas. First, to help us develop the 1 acre for use once we have it. We want to be able to position NLC to develop the 1 acre. And then we want to position NLC to prepare us to make an offer on the rest of the land. So we'll be letting you know how much we're targeting to raise. This coming Sunday, we will place Project Extend cards in your hands, and we will be laying out a time plan for the project. So I want to invite you to please be praying. Please be thinking, even this week, how you would be able to participate. Come on, we're believing the Lord that over the next few months, we will rally together to raise everything that we need to position our church to take possession of all that God has made available for us to extend our borders. Can we celebrate in advance of what God is about to do in this house? Come on! As we go and as I finish, I want to ask you to extend your heart. Before we move forward in extending our borders or extending to this land, I want to ask you to ask the Lord to extend your heart, to imagine what could be, and get ready to put your treasure where your heart is. Come on, I believe God has given to us as a family together a heart for the house. And I believe God is ready to do something so incredible. Let God enlarge our hearts. Before enlarging our land, let our hearts be enlarged. Come on, there's so much that God wants to do in us and with us and through us. We're all on mission. All of us are on mission. Our families and neighborhoods and workplaces and schools. This is where God has strategically placed each of us to be the light. And church, as we can extend our borders, we will extend our reach. But first, ask God to enlarge your heart. Let Him extend your heart. Let God stir our hearts to imagine again. Let God stir our hearts to believe again. The passion that God has given us for missions that we have demonstrated since our inception from 1987. That passion, it must continue to grow. But what's limiting us right now is our Mission Rescue Center right here. It needs to be enlarged so that our impact can be enlarged, continue to be made. This Mission Rescue Center, this city of refuge to which people can run, we have to see it enlarged, church. We are completely maxed out. So I want us to rally together in faith. Come on, I'm asking you to unite your heart together with ours, and let's see God do the supernatural. I want to pray with you right now. Come on, can we all just stand in His presence and lift our hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, as we've had these moments, these family moments together today, looking back on how far You have brought us from 1987 to 2024, the incredible miracles that You have performed, all that You have done, because of the desire that we possess in our hearts to make a difference in someone's world, because of the passion that drives us to make an impact in a village, in a prison cell, in a city, in a nation. Oh God, beginning right here in our own land, right here in our own city of refuge, with marriages being healed, relationships being restored, children being dedicated to the glory of God, lives being turned around, training being conducted, impartation of the word to bring fullness of understanding and maturity and growth. Now, God, it's time. Lord, You have brought this to us. And God, just as we have sought to obey You in everything You've commanded us to do, we're now rising up as Your people once more to obey You in this command that's come. God, use us to see a difference made. God, we open ourselves to You for a miracle, even a financial miracle to come into our hands, that we can invest into enlarging our borders. And we thank You, extending our borders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give Him glory for what He's about to do.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.